I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A pleasant Saturday morning, everybody, and welcome to Nationals First Pitch.
No balls and a strike. Outside target, Chirinos the pitch. Swinging a line drive, slice down the right field line toward the corner. Springer back, looking up, and this one is gone. It hits the foul pole, and the Nationals lead. Howie Kendrick has done it again. A slicing two-run homer off the right field foul pole. Do you believe it, Howie Kendrick? Part two. Nationals 3 and the Astros 2. They are jumping up and down to the Nationals dugout, waiting to greet Howie Kendrick. As Howie Kendrick has provided his signature moment in the World Series.
As the Nationals are a strike away from franchise history and some World Series history. As Hudson tries to close it out, it'll be another 3-2 pitch. To Michael Brantley. Hudson sets the kick, and here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books! The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions! Remember where you are, so you remember where you are right now at 11:50 Eastern Time! Remember where you are on October 30th, 2019, when the Washington Nationals finished the fight from the depths of a forgettable 19-31 start. They have climbed to the top of baseball's highest peak, giving us all a finish to a season we will remember for the rest of our lives. The Nationals celebrate just behind the pitcher's mound. A world championship, Curly W, is in the books. The Nationals down 2-0, 6 unanswered runs. They beat the Astros 6-2. They are the world champions of baseball. Unbelievable.
And Charlie Slows, it is believable as the Washington Nationals win the World Series. And for the first time in franchise history, celebrate a championship. A parade that comes up later today, 2 o'clock Saturday, 15th and Constitution Avenue, as the Nationals and you, the fans, and the city of Washington will celebrate together an opportunity that knocked and the Nationals took advantage. So many dramatic wins along the way. Coming up later on in the show, we will have a terrific montage of the season put together by our own Vic Ferreira, who going to get a chance to go to the White House with me in shorts on Monday, as the Nationals will be honored at the White House as this team wins the World Championship. Huge underdogs. Vegas takes a bath. Many casinos take a bath. You know, locally at Charlestown, I know they took a huge hit. Grant Paulson cashed in. If you've been following him on Twitter, you saw his ticket. He cashed in pretty good. And now, unfortunately, already we're talking about a deadline looming before the parade today for Steven Strasburg to either keep going with the contract he has, opt out, and try and negotiate another deal with the Washington Nationals. We've seen Matt Adams not be tendered. He can, of course, he is a free agent, but he could eventually re-sign with Washington. I know they like him. He likes them. But in terms of financial ducks in a row, perhaps opportunity to play, certainly, you have to feel an American League team would be very interested in Matt's services. And we'll see what things hold for Matt coming up down the road. But for this Washington Nationals team, obviously, celebration today is first and foremost as an incredible season. So much has been documented from 19-31 to where they ended up as champions of the world. I'll never forget it. We were down in Atlanta. I was with Charlie. We were getting ready to do the game. And we had no idea what to expect from Aníbal Sanchez, Steven Strasburg. The Braves were playing well. Austin Riley was clobbering the baseball. you know, in his role as a young hitter for the Braves, and they were on a good roll. Sanchi nearly no-hits him. Strasburg dominates him. The Nats score 15 runs in one of the games. And you're like, okay, now this does look like the team they expected they were going to have. Matt Adams hit a titanic home run in one of those games down there, as he did often during that run of getting back to baseball health for this franchise. And they took two out of three in Cincinnati. Little did we know what kind of run it would turn into for this team, that including the playoffs, they would end the season 86-43. 86-43. An incredible, incredible run of baseball. We got to witness it here in Washington. They got to share it with you, the fans. And today, obviously, it is a celebration of baseball coming up here in the nation's capital. We know well what the free agents are. We know that this team could look considerably different depending on if guys choose to take offers that are made to them, if the team chooses to not make offers to others. And looking forward, you know, obviously some of the same questions are going to be there. What's the bullpen going to look like next year? Who's going to play second base? You know, if Anthony Rendon leaves, what do they do at third? So many questions and so many answers that need to come for Washington. And the only question is, how long is it going to take? Obviously, you got a short window here to negotiate with your own people before they can go out on the free agent market. Mike Rizzo doesn't stop working. Signed a scout yesterday from the Mets. And going forward, he and the Lerners have some very tough decisions to make in terms of how much more investment do you have in Rendon? If Strasburg opts out, how much more of an investment? What does a new deal look like for him? Because you know they're going to obviously make him a new contract offer if Steven chooses to opt out. I mean, he's still got 4 years and $100 million. That strikes me as plenty of money for Steven Strasburg. But at the same time, you can't help a player who earns the opportunity. And this is what we talk about all the time. We may not like the fact that every guy doesn't have a lifetime contract with his team. We may not like the fact that Anthony Rendon has played his rear end off to a superstar level and has the opportunity now to opt out via free agency. You know, obviously not opting out technically, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, his contract is up. He's earned the right now to go to the highest bidder if he chooses to take the highest bid. Sometimes players don't do that. Some players like the culture that they're a part of. Now, it could be one of those cases where, you know, obviously he's going to take negotiation, it would appear. You're Anthony Rendon, you go out, you get the best offer somebody's going to give you. You have an idea where some of those offers might come from. Scott Boras calls Mike Rizzo and says, hey, this is what we've been offered. And then the ball's in the Nats' court to either match it, beat it, or allow him to walk. Steven Strasburg, same way. Great structure to a contract if you're a player, betting on yourself. You get great. You have a chance to opt out. You could make more than $100 million. It's great negotiating by a shrewd agent in Scott Boras. Now, the Nets knew all along what they had in Steven Strasburg with an opportunity to sign him. They did. Strasburg took it. And now I think the Nats are hoping that he's ready and willing to accept 4 years and $100 million that's already on the table for him. So we will see. But it's a great celebration of baseball coming up. The World Series, obviously, you win the last two games on the road. First time ever a road team wins all seven games in the World Series. And how ironic is it, again, in the last game? I mean, look, it was a 7-2 ball game in Game 6. But going into that final game, Zach Greinke's rolling right along. A.J. Hinch is, you know, obviously now it becomes a well-discussed decision not to use Gerrit Cole. We found out some of the parameters around it. not bringing him in the middle of an inning. But, boy, did they warm him up. If you're going to warm him up, at some point you need to use that dude. You're trying to stay in the World Series. As you heard the Howie Kendrick cut, I was listening again last night. Where I just got back, literally this morning. We landed at BWI. Navy crushed UConn last night, 56-10. We were in Hartford, Connecticut, for a rare Friday night college football game. As Navy got the job done, back of great defensive effort. And as I'm rolling out of the parking lot at 3 a.m. there up at BWI, you know, I'm watching some of the highlights, and the sound that that ball made off of the foul pole that Howie Kendrick hit, that thing hit so hard and so loud, it's like still reverberating. You can hear the sound of that ball. The ball that's going to the Hall of Fame still got the yellow paint on it from how hard it hit that foul pole. And how about Howie Kendrick, a guy that hit 344 during the regular season, a guy that has proven to be the ultimate utility man. He can play first, he can play second, he can play third. Probably could even run him into an outfield position if you had to under an emergency situation. And, you know, he gives us the big fly in the National League Division Series against the Dodgers, the Grand Slam heard round the baseball world, and then, of course, the go-ahead shot in the World Series. You know, it's just been a marvelous season for a great role player. Every championship team has a Howie Kendrick-type player. The guy's phenomenal. He's a great clubhouse guy. Just enjoys coming to work, enjoys going up there and hitting the baseball. And for the Nationals, you know, you're so fortunate that you've created a culture that people want to come to. You know, Howie likes it here, wants to stay here another year. Zim's going to stick around another year. Certainly it's going to be at a different contract, but I'm not even sure that matters right now to Ryan Zimmerman. He flew home with that trophy, man. Been chasing that trophy since 2005. You imagine? 2005, Pedro still had hair. Okay? Still had hair. And a pretty decent head of it, at least at that point still. And Ryan Zimmerman has been here the entire pretty much length of the franchise. A call up in 2005. He's played in every year. When the baseball gods have allowed him to play, he has been terrific for the ball club. And to see him clutching that trophy, man, it's emotional. If you've watched the Nationals enough, you know how emotional that is. You really do. And those are the kind of guys you feel for, man. They've played a long time. They've played a long time. They play because they enjoy the game. Certainly, they're all well compensated, even the most minimal step. The humongous value in all of baseball right now is Juan Soto. Dude's making $578,000 right now. Yeah, he got a signing bonus, I know. But his salary is right now $578,000. If that guy's not the biggest bargain in baseball, you know, then who is? Coming up, we'll hear from some of the players. We'll relive some of the great field following Game 7. And then in the final segment, we'll have Vic's great highlight montage as the Nationals are world champions. A parade later today, 15th and Constitution. Chris Russell has been placed in charge of our coverage out near the Canadian Embassy. As we will take you from Nick Ashew and Tom Lavera, which follow this show, to Chris Russell out there at the Canadian Embassy. And then it's parade time before Virginia Tech football here on 106.7 The Fan. We'll have more of Nat's First Pitch. It's a glorious Saturday morning, isn't it? As the Nationals are world champions of baseball. Back with more in a moment on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to Nationals First Pitch. As the Nats are champions of the world, celebrating with a parade coming up today at 15th and Constitution Avenue. Nick Ashew, Tom Lavero follow me, and then Chris Russell will join them and follow them from the Canadian Embassy starting around 11 o'clock. Howie Kendrick with Dave Jagler following the Nationals championship win on Wednesday night.
Howie, what was the lift when Rendon hit that home run? Because Cranky had been so tough, and it just seemed like it lifted the lid on the offense.
Well, I think, that home run was kind of like his last batter, because after that, they took him out. And it seems like we got rolling from there. Tony kind of broke the monotony in the situation. But, I mean, Tony's been big for us all year to get us started right there. And then Soto got on base. And then my hit. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better, man. And it just seems like that's the way the year's been going for us. We've been having great at-bats, especially late in games. I mean, I think that's been really big for us.
You know, Harris is so tough. When you hit that ball, did you think it was going to slice foul? What was your feeling through that whole at-bat?
I was hoping it just stayed fair. I was talking to it as I was running down the line. And when I saw it hit the foul pole, I mean, like I said, you couldn't ask for anything better.
You know, how does this rank? You hit the home run to beat the Dodgers. This one, are they even? Are they one
still the best one? Because without that one, we're not here. And honestly, I'll take all of them. All of them are great. All these moments are ones I always cherish. And like I said, the winning the World Series, I mean, to be considered one of the greatest players ever, you can't make that up. So,
I mean, last thought for what this team accomplished to come here. I think Houston thought they were having a coronation to come here and win two games on the road, four games on the road in the series. Five elimination. I mean, go on and on. What this team has accomplished, it's incredible.
It is phenomenal, and I think this is the first time any team's ever won on the road and won a World Series. So, no team has ever, like, I guess both teams, between the two teams, it's never been where one team hasn't won at home. So, we made history tonight with that, too. So,
you've had a long career. I don't know if this is going to be a cap or if you're coming back, but this was a heck of a moment.
I got one more year, so we'll see where that is.
Oh, nice. Breaking news.
But we'll see.
Congratulations, Howie. Go enjoy your family.
Thank you.
You want to know how good a teammate Howie Kendrick is? Adam Eaton and I doing a car show in the Geico Garage Saturday morning, 8 a.m. after a night game. And who's the first player to show up? Howie Kendrick. There to support his teammate and support his cause. That's just who Howie Kendrick is. It's why he's such a great guy in the clubhouse. Every guy needs to have a Howie Kendrick. Every franchise hopes that they can have a Ryan Zimmerman. Along with his wife, Heather, the Zims Foundation, they've given hundreds of thousands of dollars in the community, raised money for great causes, and a guy that, as the first draft pick of the franchise, showed up in that first season, went through some hard times on his way to the good times. A lot of those, especially between 2012 and now, Ryan Zimmerman with Charlie Slows. Those two guys know the entire history of this franchise outside of the Lerner family, because Charlie and Ryan have been here the entire time.
On your T-shirt, it says, got a curly W, 2019 World Series champions. Fight finished. A 15-year fight for you.
Yeah, I think obviously it's been a long time. There's been ups and downs. There's been everything. But, I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't do it any different way. And, what a ride. What a group of guys. What an unbelievable.
Anthony Rendon said after you guys won the NL championship, the most joy he got out of it was seeing you let loose emotionally. Now, you two of you are probably the most calm guys on the club.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's I take a lot of pride in being the same guy.
Composed.
Every day. Composed. I think a lot of people look up to me to be like that. So I think if I'm not freaking out, other people aren't going to freak out. But times like these, you just got to let loose, man. What an unbelievable season. What a group of guys. What a special just team. Everyone had a hand in this. Unbelievable. World champs, man. You something you can never take away from us.
And this is a season that people will look back and the way you won and where you came from, that they will talk about DC sports forever, forever.
Yeah, something like I said, for someone who's played their entire career in D.C., he's been through ups and downs, to be able to have this, for the fans to be able to have it. I saw some of my hockey buddies do it a couple years ago. It just cements your status. I think this is what you play for. Individual stuff is great, but winning a world championship is, it's unbelievable.
I know your wife is here with your daughters. How about your dad? Did you talk to him yet?
Dad, yeah. Yeah, dad made it. Mom obviously couldn't make it out here, but she's at home watching. I can't thank them enough. And, I'm sure she's She told me she was going to watch in the same seat with the same clothes that she wore last night. So, you know, obviously everyone has support group and, you know, none of us would be here without our families and a ton of people that helped us get to this point. But, you know, I love them so much and they've been such a big part of this.
To see the way you guys won, every one of these elimination games you were down and had to come from behind. And Greinke was so tough tonight. He had everybody backwards. I mean, he's throwing fastballs, you're taking fastballs, and then he's getting you to hit the off-speed pitch and hit those grounders back to him that he never misses.
Yeah, Zach was unbelievable tonight. You know, we faced him in D.C., and he missed a lot of pitches. He wasn't as sharp. And then tonight he stepped up. So for Tony to be able to get that home run off of him and let us get into that bullpen, we grinded it out just like we do every game.
Well, you don't have to grind any out for quite a while. You guys are officially on vacation. A party at the hotel. Go home. You ready for the parade? I mean, a parade down Pennsylvania Avenue with the Commissioner's Trophy. That's a dream for anyone. All of this is a dream for anyone who put on the spikes for the first time.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to experience it. I can't wait for the fans in the city to experience. And they better be ready. We're coming in hot.
Congratulations, world champion, Washington Nationals first baseman Ryan Zimmerman.
Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate that.
Charlie Slows with Ryan Zimmerman, and certainly barring any kind of a setback, Ryan's definitely coming back for at least one more year here in D.C. And, of course, there's the manager, the man that many people were trying to get out of town back in May. He stuck by his players. They stuck by him and went to battle for him. And as we saw, Davey went to battle for them in Game 6. As the Nationals are world champions, Davey Martinez's press conference following Game 7.
Two different tacks. For both Rendon and Kendrick, what has enabled them to time after time come through this month in the key situations?
Yeah, you know, it's there's guys that in a big moment you want up there. And those are two guys that when a big moment arises, you want them up there. And they've come through all year long for us in big ways. They have the knack to just stay calm and do what they need to do. And you saw that tonight.
And how close was Max to being his usual stuff? It looks like he was moving sort of uncomfortably out there. He was missing a little going inside, outside.
Yeah, hey, Max is a bulldog. You know, we saw him earlier. His location wasn't as crisp as it wanted to be. He fought through some unbelievable innings, and he kept us in the ball game. That's all we can ask for Max. I mean, he had 102 pitches. He came in and wanted to stay. He said, hey, I'll give you another inning if you need me. And I said, Max, you did a great job. You kept us in the ball game. But we'll get this. We'll figure it out. We're going to win this game. So, but what a fantastic job he did.
On the far left side.
Just to follow up on what makes Soto and Rendon so great under pressure, what is it about them personally that sort of keeps the ice water in the veins? Is that at all times, or is it in clutch moments?
No, it's two different sides of a spectrum. You look at Rendon, who has no heartbeat. I mean, he's just the same guy every day, every play, every second, and then you look at Soto, who's a 21-year-old now, sorry. He had his first beer tonight, which is kind of nice. But you look at a 21-year-old kid that's just out there just having fun. Like he's playing stickball in the backyard. I mean, that's who he is. I mean, he loves the moments. He loves, going up there and picking up his teammates. I mean, like I said, you add Howie in there, and you add, you know, even Zim, you know, who missed all this year, and all of a sudden he comes back, and we're playing for something, and you know, he's just part of it. He just stepped up and wanted to be a part of it, and came up with some big hits of his own. But I'm so proud of all these guys and what they've done. I've asked them to do things that I'm sure are not comfortable, and they did them, no questions asked. Corbin being one of them. You know, Corbin pitched out of the bullpen today. We were thinking he would get one inning. He went out for one inning. We asked him if he can go out another inning. He said, yeah. Asked him again if he can go out for the third inning. He says, whatever you need. And after the third inning, I said, I think we got you covered. Great job. But that's what I get with those bunch of guys.
Fourth row in the middle.
Davey, Soto's walk was really a pivotal point in that seventh inning. Could you talk about how Greinke had looked to you up to that point, and were you glad to get him out of the game?
Oh, I mean, you know, look, Greinke's an unbelievable pitcher. I mean, I've seen him. I've been on other teams where we had to face him, and it's not an easy at bat. I mean, he throws strikes. He throws strikes with all his pitches. It's, you know, when I played and faced guys like that, I would always call him a comfortable 0-for-4. You know, because you think you're going to be on him, and you hit a ball, and you know, you don't really get any good wood. And then, you know, Soto getting the walk, but then Anthony, you know, hitting a big home run. I think that was, to me, that was the key. I mean, he really, you know, opened it up right there. The guys, you know, they felt like they had life. We're down one. You know, we got still a lot of game to play, and then you saw that bats getting better. But Greinke, man, he was incredible. And I don't know this time, the outing before, he was really good.
David, right up front.
Davey, 19-31 start, 5-0 in elimination games, winning every game on the road in the World Series. Has this got to be the craziest route to a World Series title? And how do you feel about that?
You know, this year, I can honestly say, nothing would have surprised me. I mean, from where we started, some of our traveling boos, I mean, you name it. We've been through a lot. But like I said before, these guys, we stuck together, you know. They believed in each other. I believed in them. And, you know, I told them, you know, before the game, I said, hey, I want you guys to just treat this as just another game. It's game 184, which is hard to do. I said, but we made it this far. Just play one more game. You know, one more 1-0. And they did that tonight.
Other questions for Davey? Ron?
On Howie, when he gets hurt last year, at his age, a lot of people wouldn't come back anywhere nearly what they were, but he always had the sunny disposition, worked hard. Did you have any doubts that he'd be even better than he was before?
No, I saw him last year. He came in last year after, you know, he knew he was out for the year. And this guy worked unbelievably last year to get back and then come to spring training. And when he showed up in spring training, you know, we thought he wasn't going to be able to do much. He played. He was ready to play from day one, you know, and I had to kind of – he was ready to go, and I had to kind of ease his way to say, hey, look, one, you're not a spring chicken anymore, and two, you know, we got to ease your way back. You know, we want you for the duration of the year. But a testament to how hard he worked. And, you know, Howie is a true constant professional. Not only you see him on the field, what he does, but what he does in that clubhouse with those guys is unbelievable, and you can't – replace that. You really can. I mean, he's been one of the heart souls of this team.
Could not have said it any better myself. The words of Davey Martinez on Howie Kendrick, and of course the Nationals with Steven Strasburg winning the MVP, champions of baseball. And you know, obviously, as many of you well know by now, I had the unbelievable honor of doing 15 games alongside Charlie Slows. He and Dave Jagler could not have been better to me. I mean, throughout the course of the year, engineer Jack Hicks, Vic Ferreira, who, of course, produces the games from back here, Chris Kynard, our outstanding program director, you know, all instrumental in me getting an opportunity to do some games this year. I want to thank Dave London and the folks over at the Nationals. And, you know, when you sit down and you're around Davey Martinez, you can understand why his guys fight for him. Because he cares about them and fights for them. We saw it in Game 6. You know, you're probably at that point. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I thought he was getting ready to literally throw Chip Hale like some kind of flying object. Oh, but that's how much that guy wants to win. And he knew they were that close. And maybe just what he did there was enough impetus for them when they were struggling a little bit in Game 7. To keep fighting, to keep battling. And it was just amazing to watch this team turn around. Davey never gave up on his guys. They never gave up on him. And obviously now they will all share a world championship parade coming up today, starting at 15th and Constitution Avenue. Again, our coverage is anchored by Chris Russell from the Canadian Embassy coming up later on today. Nick Ashew, Tom Lavero, follow me. They'll be talking about that as well. with Chris Russell coming up later on this morning. If you're headed down to the parade, Metro plans to have extra cars in the works to help you get down there and to facilitate your enjoyment of the parade as well. Just please be responsible out there, but have a great time and celebrate a great baseball team that I will be forever grateful to have been at least a part of for 15 games this season as doing the play-by-play with Charlie Slows. Coming up, the man who produces all of this stuff, Vic Ferreira, does all the yeoman work behind the scenes. I've been a friend of Vic's forever. Got him his job as the producer, actually, here at 106.7 The Fan for the baseball games. And so happy for him. He's going to be with me in blue shorts coming up on Monday from the White House, where the Nationals will celebrate obviously an opportunity to go to the White House coming up on Monday afternoon. We'll hear the magical moments of this season. Great 15-minute montage from Vic, getting you to Tommy and Nick coming up top of the hour right here on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to Nat's First Pitch here on 106.7 The Fan. Without further ado, the sounds of Charlie and Dave from the postseason and a world championship season for the Washington Nationals. Sit back and enjoy here on 106.7 The Fan.
Trent Grisham strides to the plate. Max Scherzer completing his warm-up tosses. And the sports junkies from our flagship station, 106.7 The Fan, with a shout-out of play ball. And we are ready to go.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Pitch to Turner is launched to left center field. This one is well hit. It's way back there. It may go, and it is gone. Into the Brewers bullpen. On the right side corner, the Nationals are on the board. It's Trey Turner's first career postseason homer. 20-year-old Juan Soto in a spot to be a game changer here. Base is loaded. One ball, one strike. Hader the set, the kick. Here it comes. Swing and a line drive. Base in right field. Taylor scores from third. Stevenson. Game 1 National League Division Series. Time to get started here on a perfect late afternoon, early evening start time here in L.A. This will be the 90th pitch of the at-bat, the longest for any Dodger tonight. Here it comes on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Steven Strasburg with his 9th strikeout of the night. Hudson sets the kick, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. And a curly W's in the books. The Nationals have tied this National League Division Series at a game apiece. The right-hander kicks, delivers, Zim swings and drives one to deep center field. Way back goes Bellinger to the warning track, to the wall. It is gone! Goodbye! Bang! Some goes in there! It's the Nationals 5 and the Dodgers 1. That's into the belt. The kick. Shaw's 1-0 to Rendon, swung on, hit of the year to deep left center field. Taylor going back, warning track, at the wall, he leaps, it is gone, goodbye! Bang, zoom goes Rendon on the second pitch from Clayton Kershaw. Here's the pitch, he swings and belts one to deep right center field, way back, going, going, and gone! Goodbye! Halfway up the pavilion, a tremendous game, tying home run by Juan Soto. The Nationals have hit back-to-back home runs off Kershaw, and Kershaw is done.
Kelly's one-strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5. The Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. Do you believe it? Long look in, Doolittle is ready. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball shallow center. Racing on is Taylor. Closing on it. Dives. And he caught it. A diving catch ends the series. What a play by Michael Taylor. A diving catch. And the Nationals, for the first time in their history, will play in the National League Championship Series. They're celebrating on the pitcher's mound, jumping up and down. And it's on to St. Louis.
This is how we do it.
The 0-1 delivery. Butterfly hit in the air to center field. Taylor is there waiting for it. And Sanchez survives, and he's through six shutout hitless innings here in St. Louis. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a ground ball roll to first. Zimmerman has it down to a knee. He'll step on first. Anibal Sanchez has tossed seven hitless shutout innings here at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Doolittle sets. Now the kick and the 2-2 pitch. He struck him out at a National League Championship Series Game 1. Curly W is in the books. Wainwright rocks into the windup and fires. And a swing and a high drive to left field. Well hit. Ozuna drifting back toward the warning track, to the wall, looking up, and there it goes. Michael Taylor drops one into left field seats for his third career postseason home run. And on the first pitch of the top of the third, the Nationals are on the board and lead the Cardinals here in Game 2, 1-0.
Hunts into the belt. And the pitch. Swing, and it's popped up. Here comes Zimmerman from first into foul ground. He has a play, and Ryan Zimmerman makes the catch. And a National League Championship Series Game 2. Curly W is in the books. The 3-2 on the way. Breaking ball, strike three. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Steven Strasburg in front of a deafening crowd of the nation's capital. 3-2. Swing a line drive.
Diving snare by Rendon. He pops up, he throws, and he is out. What a play, Anthony Rendon. That was a laser beam, and it was by him. And somehow, Rendon with a diving play to his left flat out robs Paul DeJong for out number one here in the third inning. And they salute the MVP hopeful Anthony Rendon. How did he make that play? Howie Kendrick has a chance to double the lead with a hit. The 2-1. Swinging a line drive right center field. That's a base hit. It's up the gap. It's going to the wall. Rendon scores. Soto scores. Howie Kendrick clears the bases with a two-run double here in the third inning. They are delirious at Nationals Park. It's 4-0. Seven, Cardinals 1, Game 3 LCS. Two on, two outs. Strasburg toes the rubber. Fowler digs in left side. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on a changeup. Steven Strasburg fans, a dozen St. Louis Cardinals over seven innings.
Swinging a high fly ball left field. Playable for Soto, moving into his right. He is there. He makes the catch. The Nationals beat the Cardinals 8-1. They go up 3-0 in the National League Championship Series. Now the set by the right-hander, the kick and the pitch. Swing and a line drive to the left field line. It is a fair ball into the left field corner. Extra bases for Soto. Eaton scores, standing without a play. The Magic won. Juan Soto with the RBI double. Here's the pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Shallow right toward the line. Out goes Goldschmidt and Wong in the right field of Martinez coming in. And the ball drops. In from third is Soto to score. Everyone moves up one base. Robles on at first. Unbelievable. It's the Nationals 3 and the Cardinals nothing. Base is loaded. Only one out. The pitch. Swing and a base hit through the ball to the left field. Kendrick scores from third.
is hit in the air to left center field. Robles calling for it. He's under it waiting. And he makes the catch! He makes the catch! Bang! Soon down the fireworks! A National League Championship winning! Curly W is in the box!
We're ready for Game 1 of the 2019 World Series between the National League champions, the Washington Nationals, and the American League champions, the Houston Astros. Here's the wind of the pitch. Swing and a drive hit well. Deep center field. Way back goes Springer to the warning track. Looking up, and it is gone. Goodbye. Bang. Zoom goes the Z-Man to the deepest part of Minute Maid Park on a postseason World Series home run for Ryan Zimmerman. The 1-0. Swing and a fly ball well hit to left field. Way back goes this one. It's got a chance. It's going, going, and long gone up onto the railroad tracks. Welcome to the World Series, Juan Soto. 3-2 to Soto. Swung on, hit in the inner left field. Brantley going back against the Crawford boxes off the wall. Bounces by him back toward the infield. Robles has scored. Rounding third is Rendon. He comes in to score on a booming double off the left field wall by Juan Soto. Two little sets. He kicks, he delivers. And a swing and a fly ball left center field. Robles to his right on the run there. He's calling for it, and he makes the catch. And a Curly W's in the books. The Nationals take Game 1 of the 2019 World Series.
Hurt has never had a postseason home run. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a long drive, left field, he's got one now. Kurt Suzuki gives the Nationals the lead. That one above the Crawford boxes. Kurt Suzuki's first career postseason home run.
Another 2-2 pitch, swing and a slow bouncer. Third base side, Rendon charges in as it. Off balance throw to Zimmerman in time for the out. And a Game 2 World Series Curly W is in the books. And now Verlander winds and delivers. He swings and hits one to deep right. Down the line. Going, going, gone, goodbye. A game-time solo home run for Adam Eaton. Verlander straight up as he takes signs. Now into his wide. Here's the pitch. Soto swings and hits one high and deep to right. This is way back. Going, going, and gone, goodbye. Into the second deck. A tremendous home run for Juan Soto. Bang! Zoom goes the magic wand. Juan Soto gives the Nationals the lead.
Harris is 1-0. Swinging a high fly ball left field, sending Brantley back onto the warning track at the wall, looking up, and it is gone! Anthony Rendon puts it into the Crawford boxes, and the Nationals lead the ballgame 5-2 here in the seventh inning. It's Anthony Rendon's first World Series home run and his second long ball of the postseason. And the Nationals get to Harris here at the top of the seventh. The Nationals 5, the Astros 2.
And Al Doolittle. Here's the kick of the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball to the infield. For the second baseman, Cabrera, backing up out of the outfield grass. He waits. He makes the catch. And a World Series Game 6 winning Curly W is in the books. The World Series is tied at 3 victories apiece.
We are set for Game 7. It's the final game. The regular season started March the 28th for the Nationals. It'll end tonight on October the 30th. One of these two teams will go home world champions. Cranky delivers. Swinging a long drive to left. Way back. Forget about it. It is going, going, and long gone into the Crawford boxes. And the Nationals are on the board. Anthony Rendon has his second home run in the World Series. It's now the Astros 2 and the Nationals 1. As Anthony Rendon delivers a big hit here in the seventh inning. No balls and a strike. Outside target, Chirinos the pitch. Swinging a line drive, slice down the right field line toward the corner. Springer back, looking up, and this one is gone. It hits the foul pole, and the Nationals lead. Howie Kendrick has done it again. A slicing two-run homer off the right field foul pole. Do you believe it, Howie Kendrick? Part 2. Nationals 3 and the Astros 2. They are jumping up and down to the Nationals dugout, waiting to greet Howie Kendrick. As Howie Kendrick has provided his signature moment in the World Series.
Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider, and the side is retired. Two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 inning for Patrick Corbin. Following Max Scherzer tonight, he has tossed 3 scoreless innings out of the bullpen. The kick in, here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! swing and a miss. And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books. The celebration is on. The Washington Nationals are the world champions. Remember where you are, so you remember where you are right now at 11:50 Eastern Time on October 30th, 2019, when the Washington Nationals finish the fight from the depths of a forgettable 19-31 start. They have climbed to the top of baseball's highest peak, giving us all a finish to a season we will remember for the rest of our lives. The Nationals celebrate just behind the pitcher's mound. A world championship, Curly W, is in the books. The Nationals down 2-0, 6 unanswered runs. They beat the Astros 6-2. They are the world champions of baseball. Unbelievable. And what a moment to capture. Remember where you are, so you remember where you were a moment as the Nationals are the world champions for the first time in their history. What a great look back at an incredible run over the month of October, one we will never forget here in the nation's capital. For my partner, Charlie Slows, I'm Dave Jagler. It's been a pleasure to bring this season to you, and thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next year.
Lord willing, Dave, all of us will as well. And I know on behalf of guys like Phil Wood, Craig Heist, Grant and Danny, who all did Nats Talk Live following the games, as I did the Sunday editions throughout the course of the season, and all of the fans that we got to talk to. I mean, I probably know thousands more people than I knew at the beginning of the season. I think my Twitter count has probably gone up by like 2,000 followers since May when I was doing the games with Charlie Slows. You can follow me at Pete Medhurst. I hope you go down to the parade today, behave responsibly, enjoy it, celebrate with the Nationals, and enjoy a festive time today down here in the nation's capital. Again, our coverage continues. Nick Ashew and Tom Lavero get it going here at the top of the hour. My name's Pete Medhurst. Our thanks to Jim Jester, as always, for his assistance. Now it becomes Nat's Hot Stove. Starting next Saturday, we're into the free agent season already. It's kind of cruel the way things work in terms of timing, but that's the facts, Jack, as the great Jack Hicks, who is indeed the Jack of all things. Not only a great engineer, but certainly a great friend to all of us here amongst the Nats broadcasting community. I want to thank him for all of his hard work and just the fact that, you know, when you work with professionals on the highest level, these broadcasts that the Nats put together throughout the year sound the way they do, and Jack is, of course, the guy with the hard work behind all of that. My name's Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us for Nats First Pitch right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.